Our government throws money, airport screening, color-coded alerts, and perhaps even nuclear weapons at the threat of terrorism.
NPR news analyst Daniel Shore.
But none of this deals with the overriding problem of the suicidal terrorist dramatized anew over the past weekend. In Israel, the so-called Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades took responsibility for the black-jacketed Palestinian who shot three high school students at close range in Kfar Saba yesterday before himself being killed by the police. Later, a suicide bomber blew himself up near a bus in Jerusalem, killing only himself. In Afghanistan, the New York Times collected thousands of pages of Taliban and Al-Qaeda training documents, which, along with details on handling weapons, counseled recruits to pray for martyrdom and eternal life. And in one of the best-guarded areas of Islamabad, Pakistan, a man, possibly two men, eluded several police automobile checkpoints, walked into a church hurling hand grenades, and may have died in the explosions. It is not entirely clear that they meant to die. What is clear, and the reason I returned to this subject, was that the September 11th assault with hijacked planes converted into missiles was only one episode in the progressive weaponizing of human life. For many thousands, survival, which is the first law of human nature, has been repealed. The willingness to throw away one's life in the cause of committing violence against a perceived enemy may make the suicide bomber the hallmark of this era, as the kamikaze pilot of World War II, plunging his plane onto the deck of an American ship, marked a cultural chasm between Japan and America. Almost every important terrorist attack against America during the past two decades, starting with the truck bombing of the Marine barracks in Beirut in 1983, has involved a suicide component. In Monterey today, President Bush is addressing himself to global poverty, a so-called root cause of terrorism. But the typical terrorist, male, unmarried, in his 20s or 30s, is not abjectly poor. No one has yet come up with an answer to suicidal terrorism, but one can start by acknowledging the massive problem of the would-be martyrs. This is Daniel Shore.